Our message today, there is something about that name. There is something about that name, Jesus. 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 You know, sometimes when you're going, you receive sudden trouble, you may holler out, Jesus, Jesus. Sometimes you may get a sudden blessing or raise or promotion. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may call that name. And sometimes you're just in worship service. You're just worshiping the Lord. You coming before him with a heart full of praise. You may just hear the songs of Zion and being together with your brothers and sisters in the Lord. You're just praising God and in the quietness of your heart and you're just thinking about the goodness of Christ, and you may say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, we do all that in different situations because there's something about that name. See, it's something about that name that all other names don't carry with it. Huh? See, we have a lot of important people in this world, and important to us. If they're not important to nobody else, they're important to us. But when you know Jesus in a personal way, there is no other name among all of our names that we love and associate ourselves with, we depend on, and there's no other name like Jesus. You see, Jesus is a friend that will stick with you through thick and thin. You know, some folk are fair weather friends. You know, they can stick with you when things are very thin. But when things begin to get thick, burdens begin to get heavy, you can't find them because they're not that kind of friend. They're fair weather friends. And fair weather folk are waiting to kick you to the curb. But Jesus is not that kind of friend. He's a friend that laid down his life for us. Not ashamed us friends. You know what I'm talking about. You got your own memories. You have your own relationship because it's personal with Jesus Christ. Am I right about it? You know what I'm talking about. If I would let you guys loose to give testimonies, all we had to do is say amen and go home because I wouldn't have no time to preach. Because you could talk about your friend Jesus and what he have done for you over the years. But today, I would like to share with you five things you should consider when you think about that name. I want to share with you five things. This is amazing. I'll share with you. I was at the funeral yesterday, and Sister Duncan's sister. And I want to say this, too. I got a couple of things this year. Y'all take that off my time. First, I want to get back to Rona before I forget it. As I was sitting there, with the preachers, and my two little twins came to me. They saw Pastor. They came and hugged me. I didn't have no candy then, but they came and hugged me. I was glad to see that. But then I was watching Ronan being a pallbearer. And I was watching him see what he's going to grab that coffin, casket. Because I remember a few months ago how sick he was and how weak he was. I remember that. Now I'm standing there, I'm watching him, and I knew the strain on his back and those things. I say, that's kind of heavy. Now I'm standing there, but I'm watching him. See, because I love him, and I know the situation he'd been through, and I saw him grab it, and I saw it go down and was moving one way, but his end was holding up. Huh? And that's what I'm trying to say, because one day you're in weakness, but God said, hold on, Ronan, because I'm going to need you. A saint going to need you, going to call on you to carry a load. I want you to do it. So you got to be right to be able to do it. You see, sometimes we want to help folk, but we ain't able to help. But it's another thing when you want to help and you're able to. I want to and I'm able to. So therefore I will. God got you able. And you were willing. And I was watching. You know why this was watching? I was watching, but I was just thinking. I said, now the yesterdays, he couldn't have done that. He would still have the desire to help, but he didn't have the strength to. We don't know what a day going to bring. Glory to God. And I also want to say, I was sitting there in the pulpit. My task was to give the prayer comfort. But I was sitting there as everything was going on. And God gave me this message. And I began to write on my program. And I was up there, I just began to write. I said, oh. Let me tell you, my mind wasn't on this. My mind was on a whole lot of things yesterday. My wife and all that was going on with her, my mind was on, like, Sister Duncan. My mind was on a whole lot of things. It wasn't on this. But all of a sudden, Jesus just began to speak to me, and I began to write. And I remember a pastor friend of mine years ago, he said, man, I'm going to tell you something. God began to speak to you. You ain't going to remember that. You about to start writing it down. You can get the rest of the meat for the message, but write that down. So I just want to share that with you. And I can share with you what God gave me. Is that all right? I just want to get those two things out of the way. These are the five things I want to share with you. And I want to use the word Jesus as an acrostic. J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. This is something that you should consider whenever you're calling the name Jesus, whenever you're thinking about Jesus. The first thing that you should consider is J, justified. Justified. Romans 5:1. In Romans 5:1, Paul writes, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what turmoil that's going on in your life, no matter who you don't have peace with in your life, you need to know the peace between you and God was settled a long time ago. The peace with you and the Father was settled by the Son on Calvary's cross. And Jesus, I'm justified. This justification is a one-time legal declaration. Once and for all, you are justified. And it has a cont- continuing result, not an ongoing process. We are not being going through a process in time justified. We are justified. That is finished. My God. When I thank Dave of the name Jesus, Monique, I look at the J and I say, I'm justified. You can't really hold nothing against me. I'm justified. And I'm not working on justification. See, I can't work on justification, no way. Only the justified, only the one sacrifice that the Father will accept on my behalf. And it's not a process. I don't have to worry about losing my justification. Process is a one-time deal. When you say Jesus, I'm just trying to, and there's so many other things, but I just want you to look at five. I'm justified. Now, if you really don't understand what that means to you or whatever like that, it is praiseworthy. Amen. You know how we act, how we do? We ain't always the same every day. We get our little attitudes and all kind of stuff, do little sin and all of that, and I'm still justified. Because it's not a process. My justification is not based on me. It's based on the blood. See, without the shedding of blood, no matter what you do, without the shedding of blood, the Lamb of God's blood, there would be no justification. But it's not a process, Ronnie. No, don't tell nobody you being justified. You are justified. Don't tell nobody I'm waiting on peace with God. It's already there. There's no enmity between me and God. I don't care what some crazy folk tell you, what religious folk want to come with their jargon and terminologies and tell you about where you at. Y'all ain't all that, and let me tell you the true religion and all this old crazy mess. Man, with that crazy religions that you guys are following, and you want Christ today, tomorrow you got something new running all over the place, and there's no absolute. This is absolute. It's absolutely done, baby. I tell you what, you go with the mother folk. I'm going to hang with Jesus. Anybody in the house go hang with Jesus with me? Anybody in this house go hang with Jesus? Yeah. See. Oh, man. We hurt ourselves when we don't even know about our salvation. We don't even know what we got. I know them general terms we use, and we use some generic terms. But you get to the nitty-gritty when you know what you got. A lot of times folks really can't praise the Lord because they don't really know what they got. They don't know all the nuances of this thing. They don't know. And so what I try to do from the Word of God, she got to have the Word of God on it. It ain't what he say, she say, what does say the Word of God? And the Word of God says we are justified by Jesus. So David, something about that name. So in other names are causing you problems. Turn away from them other names, Ronnie. And they said, why are you smiling? Why there's a joy in your heart? Why it seems like a peace? Well, I'm moving from your name and I'm looking above to his name. What you see in his name that now all of a sudden that you ain't frowning no more and you seem to be getting stronger. I see something in that name like no other name. I start off with the J. I am justified. I may not have peace with you, but I got peace with God. And it ain't a process. I can't lose it. It was a one-time deal. My justification. Anybody love the word in the house? It's kind of hard to teach people that don't want the word of God, don't love it, don't. I don't have nothing else. Man, I can't perform for you guys. I'm not that good at that. But I can preach the word of God. This justification is a one-time legal declaration with continuing results, not an ongoing process. And it brings us to having peace with God the Father. That in itself would be enough. Enough for me, Brother Boone. But it goes on. The name Jesus. It's just something about that name. The E is eternal life. John 10, 27 through 28. I want to look at that. And I want to say, and it's all of this is housed, y'all, in one person. So when somebody knock on my door, another person, or see me in the marketplace with their pamphlet, or at the airport with their pamphlets telling me about another person, I know too much about this man. There's nothing you can offer me that can compare to what this man means to me and what he has established in glory for me. I'm not worried about running away. That's why I would contend for the faith. Because you can't bring me nothing to give me peace with God. You can't bring nothing to me to justify me, just as I have not even sinned. You ain't got nothing like that. Jehovah is satisfied with me through the Son. There's no enmity between me and Jehovah. There's peace there, established by my Lord, my Savior, Jesus the Christ. Y'all about to get with him. You about to know something from him. You about to take advantage of this. So when you talk to your children, your cohorts, your neighbors, your co-workers, your schoolmates, and some of them are about to commit suicide or go astray, and you don't know nothing to tell them. It's, how long have you been saved? Well, I've been saved about 20 years, and you don't know nothing? Well, each religion, it's all right. I mean, we just got a few different things, different words. No, they don't have Jesus. There is no other name whereby we must be saved. One name, because there is no other name that these things are housed in that I'm telling you about today. Anybody want to hear more? Anybody want to hear more about Jesus in the house? I'm sitting there and he began to speak to my heart. I ain't thinking about this. Right. Then go study this thing. So now just, if you ain't got but these five things, and when you say Jesus, in the middle of the night, Jesus, things ain't going right, Jesus. Sometimes you gotta walk when you're supposed to be sleeping, huh? Because you can't shake it. Say Jesus. Now you ain't just calling his name. You calling everything pertains to his name when you call his name. You say, God, all of that the preacher preached about. I'm saying Jesus like I normally say it. Now there's more substance because I know what that name means biblically now. So now that I'm walking and saying, Jesus, I'm hurting. I'm saying justify. Peace with the Father. Jesus. Jesus. It's something. It's something about that name, niece. I'm trying to tell you. I won't play with your soul. I won't play with nobody's soul. And I love you. But I'm talking about one who loves you more. His name is Jesus. Don't trade him for another. Are you the one? Or should I look for another? Tell him, say, he's the one. Hi, folk being healed. He's the one. See, I'm not, that's why I can't look for another. Don't even waste your time bringing me another. See, you can do that when you don't know nothing about your salvation. You don't know nothing about your Jesus. You wish and wash it. But I know too much about him for you to make me doubt him. If I didn't know nothing about him, maybe you could make me doubt him. But not only do I know too much about him, I'm going to tell you a lot about him. So if you had the tendency, you're leaning that way with that other mess. Straighten back up. Let the truth of Jesus straighten you up. Talk right. Begin to talk right. Live right. Be right. You can do all things through Jesus who strengthened you. So you got to tell them other situations, you lie. I can be strong, not in my strength, because you don't took all that from me. I don't have no more of that. Mm-mm. And I was using that to muscle up all I could, and it did me no good. I don't have none of no more of my strength. Well, how can you preach? I'm preaching in Jesus now. The strength that he enabled me to do the task he called me to do, I'm doing it through the power of God now. I don't have no strength. My strength is done. I'm too weak to handle what's coming before me. Did I give you a second one? The E. Look at this, y'all. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Next verse. And I give them, there it is, eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Next verse. Next verse. Amen. Do I have to read it? I didn't give you that one, did I? But I want the next verse. Can you get it? Because I want them to see it with me, but if not, we are going to look at it. Oh, the word of God. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, you got it? I know it just take a time. Watch this. My Father, watch this now. His Father, the one that I'm at peace with through my justification. See, now I'm not afraid when Christ talks about his Father. Because me and his Father, we're good now. When I was unsaved, we weren't good. Enmity was there. Hostility was there. But now that I'm justified, Joan, talk about your Father. He's all right with me, and I'm all right with him because of you. All right, my Father who has given them to me. Woo! You mean the one that I had enmity between me and him? The one now that I got peace, he was the one who gave me to Jesus? He said, yeah. It's greater than all. Okay? And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I want to tell you this about those verses, 10, 27 to 28. This clearly indicates that God has chosen his sheep, and it is they who believe and follow. Believe and follow. And something else I want to say. There is no stronger passage in the Old Testament or the New Testament that exists for the absolute eternal security of every true Christian. There's not a greater verse. Old Testament, search it. New Testament, search it. So that's why I don't bring that mess. You lost your salvation. Can't do it. Let me tell you something. You ain't gonna just tell me I lost my salvation when I'm genuinely saved. You got to tell me who's that fool crazy enough to pry Christ's hand open. Strong enough to pull his finger open. And if he was strong enough to do that, how did he pull his father's hand open to get me out? And how powerful are you to make Christ a lie? Because let me tell you something. If you can get out of the saved hands of Jesus Christ and God the Father, you ain't got no salvation. In order to lose your salvation, if you are genuinely saved now, there's a qualifier here. And you could get out, if there was a possibility for you to get out of those hands, you could be unsaved again. But since that possibility don't exist, if I'm truly saved, I will stay saved forever. Forever, 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 amen. But I'm still thinking about that name, Jesus. Give you something to think about it. Next thing, say Jesus. And I'm calling Jesus' name in vain. I'm not calling it in vain. I'm calling because my help comes from Jesus. Brother, maybe yesterday when I ain't know nothing about him, I call it in vain. But I went to church Sunday. I don't care about my cohort not taking no notes. I was taking them. Because this is about my soul. It's a personal relationship with the Lord. And I see God ain't mad with me. You may be mad with me, but God ain't mad with me. And I'm not mad with God because he's keeping me, holding me. He gave me a word here in John, powerful book. Y'all going through it in your Sunday school. Powerful. Because John presents Christ as God, the Logos, became man. See, I don't know about you. I need this kind of information. I don't need that quickie save stuff and don't know nothing about it, don't know anything that I got. That's why you do crazy mess. You don't care what you do. They are doing it. Them people you look at, they not even saved. It's sad. Them people you are jealous of, you looking at them on the internet, Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff, talking and you going following that mess. They don't know none of this and care less about it. I'm telling you, I'm still saved. You don't know what you are. God says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly handling or dividing the word of God. You know what I mean? You can be saved and you don't study to rightly handle, cut it straight, the word of God. You don't even know what you got. And if you don't know what you got, how can you share that with the lost? How can we be lights to a dark world when we won't charge our batteries? Y'all want me to go on about Jesus? Y'all want me to finish? How many did I give you? How many more left? You guys showed you were with me. I think I got some students here. Let me tell you something. Let me say this again. The way I try to teach, that you can take this and go home and teach somebody else. I don't have the sphere of influence you do. I don't know the people you know. But I can equip you that when you are with them, you can take the word of God and you can use it. It ain't just for you, because we're supposed to be witnesses, right? Teach faithful men that they will in turn teach others. I hope I got some faithful men and women in here, because the teaching won't be in vain, because you'll take the teaching and teach others. I remember Sister Duncan, when I used to teach the noonday class, she said, "Pastor, I would take the notes and stuff that I get in here, I take this and I got another class I go and teach." She said, "I'm telling you, I take this and I'm teaching another ladies' class." I said, "Well, praise the Lord." You know how that make a person feel? Or not just, "Oh, that's the word of God, and it ain't all about all that." You know, that's crazy mess. You ever looked out at the time we're in and folk are going away from here? And some are going away without Jesus. Okay, let me go on. Because I think this word, this Jesus, I don't know what we're doing to you now. Okay, let me move on. What's the next one? Okay. That one is sin. Sin. Right there in the middle of the word Jesus, sin. Because sin started all of this stuff. Back there. You remember? When Adam sinned, God prophesied the Savior. Yeah, he said, just, you know, and Eve looked for him. Looked for him. When she had Seth. But let me tell you something. He's going, Satan, you're going to bruise his heel, but he's going to bruise your head. We are saved by the seed of the woman. And that's a miracle birth. Oh, thank God for that miracle. Because that miracle justified me, Ronnie. Thank God for that miracle. But let's look at sin here. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Okay, you got that. Let's look at it so we can move together. "For he made him who knew no sin." Look at this. Christ didn't sin. And I heard a guy, he gone now. I heard that for myself, and a couple more people heard him. He said, "Christ sinned." Big church, thousands of people in Georgia. And somebody said, saw it too, and they told me, "I heard it too, Pastor. You ain't crazy." That's what he said. "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin." Watch this. Why did he do it? For who? Say it again. For who?
Us.
That's why we should care about the name Jesus, because what he did was for us. Huh? Are you with me? Is there anybody in here he didn't do this for? All right. He did it for you? Okay. For us, watch this. Okay, and then he tell you the reason he did it. He did it, but there was a reason behind it. That we might become the what? Righteousness of God in Christ. Now, here's the thing. You don't become the righteousness of God. And without the righteousness, you ain't going to see God. But you don't become the righteousness of God if you ain't in Christ. All them other ways won't make you righteous. All them other ways do not have, they got a problem with this one. And watch this. It was God who poured out his wrath on his son. It was God the Father who did that. See, you ain't paying Satan for your sin. You paying God the Father. He made him sin, the sin bearer. He bore our sin on Calvary's cross. Oh, my God. See, it's a lot to this thing. See, I can't go back to the junk. I just can't go back to the stuff because my soul ain't in the balance. I got to know that I'm saved. I got to know that I know. Ain't only me hand the Bible, nobody teach me. The Bible said it. Where did it say that? And if it said that, what do it mean? Too late in the evening, there's a storm out there on the ocean, and it's heading that way. You about to be anchored in Jesus. So you surely. What's that last part? Drift away. Y'all got to help me now. You know I'm tired. Okay, now watch this now. All of this, when you say Jesus, if you look at what I'm giving you, it's connected to us. All of this name Jesus is for us. Look at the things in that name, Brother Adam, that's connected to you and me. My righteousness, my peace, my justification, my eternal security. All that's about us. It's telling us in all we got all of that in Jesus. So you see, Sheila, when other folk get the other religion, they ain't got all this. All this only come by way of who? Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Now, if you're taking notes, I want to give you something else. The heart of the gospel is summarized here in these scriptures. This explains how sinners can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. What you're really looking at, you're looking at the doctrine of imputation and substitution. That's how we got that righteousness. He took my sin, but he gave me his righteousness. Say, when I stand before the Father, it ain't in my righteousness. It's in that imputation, his righteousness. I can't get that righteousness for nobody else because they all have sinned. Why I'm going to follow something else? He said, everything else have sin inside Jesus. He just made him sin. The sin barrier for us. Okay, let me move on because I know y'all are rushed to get to something greater, better. I'm going to do you more good than this. Okay, what's the next one? Okay, y'all see. The other one, upholding, upholding. Hebrews 1 and 3. Look at this. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers. No, that's not the one I want. 1:3. Can you give me that? I'm sorry. Well, it wouldn't hurt to read on down. You can do that. Who being wait a minute. Did I give you the right? Did I give you the right one? I don't forget my verse in this. That's 1:3. Okay. Huh? Being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. And there it is. That's it. That's right. I just got to read a little further down. I missed my word. Upholding. Upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our what? Purged our what? Now religion can't do that. Can't do that. Sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. You know, he who spoke all things into existence also sustained his creation and consummate his purpose by his word. The Son's powerful word constantly sustained the universe. Constantly. In Colossians 1:17, it says, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. Consist has the idea of whole together. Look at the sovereign authority and power of Jesus Christ. He's holding everything together. He's holding you and I together, the universe that he created. So we thank God for justification, eternal life. He's the sin bearer. He's upholding everything. And the last S is sanctification or sanctify. Not only am I justified, I'm sanctified. And you guys who know him in a real way, you are saints. Am I right? Okay, don't be scared to say it. I know a lot of times we don't act saintly. That's why we're scared to say it. I mean, you ain't telling about no saint all the mess I do.
Hey, I ain't lying now.
If you're born again, you are lying. You a saint doing wrong things. That ain't gonna change that because you didn't make yourself a saint. We like to pull ourselves up with. I'm glad. I ain't pulling myself up my own bootstrap. God is pulling me up. Now let's take a look at that to show you. One place and many other places, but we'll look at this. Let's look at John 17, 16 through 20. Now, this is the Lord's prayer right here. This is where he prayed to his father in chapter John 17. But this is real good and powerful because when we look at the name of Jesus, I need to know I'm sanctified. All right? I know the real meaning of being a saint. Watch this. Whether you know it or not, if you're truly born again, they are not of the world. Watch this. Just as I am not of the world. When he saved us, he made us new creations. And he's not of this world. And the one that's not of this world sanctified us, made us new creatures. And now he's telling his father, we are not of the world. Whether you know it or not, if you're truly born again, you ain't of this world. Your second birth is not of this world. So we got to stop letting this world dictate what we say, where we go, what we do, how we pray, how we treat folk. We got to stop letting the world that we're no longer of dictate what we do. It's my job to watch for your soul, so I got to tell you what you do it or not. And by the way, I get credit whether you do it or not. So he told me to feed you. Whether you eat, that's your business. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Watch this. He said, Father, sanctify them by your truth. Wow, wow. Look at this. Your word is true. Preacher, feed me that word. I done seen what Jesus said about that word, about that truth. Preacher, give me truth. Has a lot to do with my sanctification. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Next verse. As you send me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, not just as disciples, those personal recipients that was there. Like this, for all believers. Watch this now. Go ahead. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me. Watch this now. Believe in me through their word, through the preaching of the gospel. That's why he could tell Thomas, Thomas, I don't want you to be a doubter, but feel my hands, feel my side. He said, but blessed are those who have not seen all of this. That's you and I, y'all. But yet they believe anyway. They preach like they know it. They preach it. They preach me on Calvary's cross as if they see it. Huh? They talk about my nail, the nail prints in my hand and in my feet as they seen and they touched it. Huh? They talk about me being beat with the cat of nine tails as though they were there when they just pulled my skin apart with the bone and the glass and all of that. That was there, that's ripping me apart. But the way they say it with so much conviction, they believe it. Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. Don't lie to me with the word of God. I got to have the truth. Because I'm going to study too. I'm going to know whether you're lying to me or not. Okay. Last one. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who believe in me through their word. You know, you need to be holy. 1 Peter 1:16 says, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy.